unchanged by dwelling upon the love of God, our Savior, by contemplating the perfection of divine character and claiming the righteousness of Christ as ours by faith, we are transformed into the same image. When I was younger, I was 10 or 11 when I was baptized, and I thought I knew the Adventist truth. I'm not going to say I didn't. I understood it fairly well, I thought. Sixth grade, I was in a class that half my classmates didn't come from Adventist homes. I think grandma was Adventist and paid the bill and wanted their kids, their grandkids in an Adventist school. I learned a lot in sixth grade. I was introduced to all kinds of neat magazines, guns, friends that drank. That was kind of an introduction. Seventh and eighth grade, was back in the mainstream classrooms. Didn't have any that much association with a lot of those guys. They had moved on. And so I kind of fit back into the mainstream of life of Adventist kid in school. And as time went on, freshman, sophomore in high school, went to an Adventist high school, Portland Adventist Academy. A few of you might have heard of there. So if you end up down there, you can look on the wall and find me. My hair was like out here. It wasn't this color. It was dark. somewhere around my junior year, things were tough at home. And I had friends that in high school that they partied and they did stuff. And I'd always hang out with them and do stuff. I'd never partake. Nah, I need all the brain cells I can get was usually my response when they offered me something to drink besides water or but something alcoholic. And somewhere around the end of my junior year, we were tough at home. My dad lost his job. And I said, Lord, I'm trying the other side of the fence. Don't let me go too far, but I'm going to try the other side of the fence. And the next time I was hanging out with my buddies and they offered me something, I drank it. I'm not going to tell you it's not fun. It was. All those inhibitions go away. Life was kind of fun. It was fun. I did that. I partied. Tried lots of things. I can't say, as one of our presidents did, I didn't inhale because I did. I can say I'm allergic. I didn't know you could be, but you can be. Anyway, so high school for me was cars and friends and partying. End of my junior and all through my senior year. About the end of my senior year, I realized one morning I was just sitting there thinking, and it's like, you know what? This is not the life for me. I do not want to grow old and be like people that I've seen that partied. And if you guys haven't looked, before you go partying or trying anything, look at people in the world that party. They live a hard life. I heard a joke one time. This lady decided she was going to get fit and get in shape. You may have all heard this. I don't know. I thought it was good, so it's bears repeating. Lady decides she's going to get fit. She takes up jogging. She's out jogging along. She sees this guy, and she's huffing and puffing. It's the first day she's out there, and she sees this old guy sitting alongside the road on his porch. Wow. You look like you've lived to a ripe old age. What have you done to keep yourself so fit and doing so well? Well, I drank some whiskey every day, smoked a pack of cigarettes every day, and pretty much sat out here, hung out with my friends. Really, how old are you? 35. Not too good. You can look old at 35 if you party a whole bunch. It will wear you out. Anyway, so I woke up, thought about it. This isn't the life for me. Graduated from high school, went to Walla Walla College. I thought, this will work. I'll change my friends. Most of my friends were not in my class. They were either the class ahead of me or the class behind me. So I left the ones that were behind me behind, and the ones ahead of me were good kids. They didn't party. They were fairly good. I got to Walla Walla. First week up there, one of my buddies, I met up with him. We went to lunch. It wasn't long, and I figured out he partied. It's not easy to undo what you've been doing for a year. It was only a year or so, but it's not easy to undo that. I found at Walla Walla, there's a lot of kids there that have come from boarding schools like here who don't have access to stuff or don't have the opportunity, and they try at Walla Walla. There's kids that have been underneath mom and dad's thumb at home. They couldn't do anything, and they now have wings. They can go places, get opportunities, and they try stuff at Walla Walla. And there's a lot of parties that went on at Walla Walla while I was there. I know I was at some of them. It's not easy walking back to the Lord after you walked away. Some of those habits are hard to break. They really are. I had made a decision, and I failed every once in a while. For that matter, I still fail, but not that way. I haven't drank in years. I haven't partied like that. So, when you guys move on from here, I'm sure the opportunities will happen. My recommendation would be, don't try it. By beholding, you become changed. I hung out with kids that did. It was fun. They accepted me. That's what I wanted. And knowing now, learning, being older and looking back and talking to people, I know there's a whole bunch of you out there that all you want to be is accepted, just like I did. I wanted to have friends. And the ones that accepted me and the ones that really seemed to care about me, they were the ones that partied. It was all good times. They weren't my true friends, though. My true friends are the ones that I made after I quit doing that. They're the ones that stick with you. When you have a real need, they're there to help. They'll stay up late and talk to you. Some of you guys know about that, I think. So my testimony is not so much, oh, I did a whole bunch of things and all of a sudden one day the Lord hit me over the head. It was more of, I made a decision to walk away from the Lord, and somewhere along the way, He helped me make a decision to come back. And I am really thankful for that, because I don't know where I'd be if not. One of my friends that I used to hang out with is dead. She was murdered. One of my friends that I used to hang out with, he's been in and out of jail. He was one of my closest friends in high school. He's been in and out of jail ever since high school for drugs. One of my other friends that was in the close friend that partied a lot, he's given his heart to the Lord. He goes to church down there. We talk on a regular basis. It's the devil wants our souls. He really does. I'll read another text to you. This one I find really amazing. Luke 22:31. And I'll give you a little background where we're talking about. Jesus is talking to Peter. And this is right before he told Peter that before the cock crows three times, or cock crows, you'll deny me, in Luke. You don't find this story, this piece of it in any of the other Gospels, but I find this truly amazing. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen my brethren. There's two parts to this. Satan has desired to have you. He has a desire to have every one of you. He had a desire to have me. He still does. He's still working on me. I'll tell you one of the hardest things for me now, I used to speed. I had cars that went fast. Granted, it was just a bug, and my friends laughed, some of them, but it was a bug, but it went fast. And besides that, just a plain stock bug you can speed in. You can go fast enough to lose your license in a bug. I didn't do it. I did go fast enough, I just never got caught. And I guess the catch there is, I guess that's integrity. When nobody's looking, do you do it? Render under Caesar that which is Caesar. Caesar made the law that says drive 65 or 55 or whatever. That's one of the hardest things for me, because I grew up in an era where there was a song, I can't drive 55. I knew it well. So, but the devil wants us. He wants to get every one of us. The way I see it, it's his best way to get back at the Lord. We're the Lord's children, and if you want to get back at somebody, get their kids. And I think that's what the devil's doing. He wants every one of you. The next part of this verse, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen my brethren. You can pray for each other. You have parents, you have teachers, you have other other faculty and staff, and you have church members that are all praying for you. And I know that works. Because I believe that's the reason I came back. I had parents and grandparents and teachers. And at Walla Walla, I had a teacher that was an English teacher. And I wrote in a paper to her in you know, English, you just, this in this case, was write about anything, but you had to write a page and a half or 2 pages. And I wrote about my frustrations about Saturday nights. All my buddies, everybody I knew, went partying. I didn't want to go partying. This teacher cared enough to actually write a note on there and say, you know what? If you're ever in that spot and you want something to do, give me a call. We'll get some guys together, some kids together, and we'll go have pizza. I never took her up on that offer, but I knew there was somebody that cared at the school that cared for me. And I did go talk to her about a few things here and there. That was, to me, a huge thing, to know that there was a teacher there that cared enough to not get me in trouble, not do anything in particular about it, but just to say, you know what? I care enough to do something about this. If you want to do something, give me a call. There's one more piece to this verse that it's really amazing. If you think about this, Peter had walked with the Lord for 3.5 years, the creator of this world, and he wasn't converted. That gives me hope. Because after all these years, sometimes I wonder how converted I am with the way I act during the day. It's still hard. Nobody said that being a Christian was going to be easy. But the Lord does promise to be with us and walk us all the way, walk with us all the way, and He does that. Thanks for your time.